Action item number four, discussion and possible action regarding issuance of new leases at Possum Kingdom, presented by Jennifer Knopf.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this resolution again is for the board's consideration and discussion today. It arises out of the need to consider, or the board's direction to consider and develop the option of a third-party sale. And while we're doing that, the staff needs direction on what to do with the leasing policy and whether to continue leasing. We are advised by the real estate professionals that we have talked to that continuing to, or that adding more leases to the property while you're considering a third-party sale is not a good idea, in the sense that you're adding encumbrances to the property, which is going to serve to decrease its value. So that is the purpose of this resolution. And the resolution, we can go ahead and bring it up, please. I'm going to read it, but it also does include a sort of as a middle ground that during this period there will be one-year renewals. If any lease comes up for renewal during this period of time that the Brazos River Authority is considering and dealing with the option of a third-party sale. So I will go ahead and read the resolution as it's proposed. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its May 20, 2008 meeting. Whereas at its April 28, 2008 meeting, the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors directed staff to develop a proposed request for bids to purchase all of the Brazos River Authority's land at Possum Kingdom Lake outside the FERC project area, and that the request for bids include protection for the lessees' existing rights and provide a right for the lessees to purchase their lots, excluding property necessary for present and future Brazos River Authority operations. And whereas staff has been advised by outside counsel and outside real estate consultants that it is essential that the Brazos River Authority cease entering into new lease agreements during the period in which the Brazos River Authority is seeking a potential buyer. Now therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby implements a moratorium effective May 20, 2008 until revoked by the Board of Directors, during which time the Brazos River Authority shall not enter into any new lease, be it commercial, residential, or otherwise, on previously unleased property. And be it further resolved that during the period of this moratorium, the Brazos River Authority shall not enter into any new lease, be it commercial, residential, or otherwise, on property currently under lease. And be it further resolved that during the period of this moratorium, the Brazos River Authority shall not enter into any new lease, be it commercial, residential, or otherwise, for any other reason, including financing purposes. And be it further resolved that during the period of this moratorium, upon the final expiration of current leases, following any extension option provided for in such leases, be they commercial, residential, or otherwise, BRA staff is authorized to enter into one-year extension agreements of such leases until further action by the Board of Directors. And be it further resolved that notwithstanding such moratorium, the Brazos River Authority shall manage any request for a new lease for financing purposes made in writing prior to May 20, 2008, in accordance with policies and procedures in place on the date such request was received. That's the resolution.
Jennifer, just so I can be clear on something, this is only affecting leases which are terminating, but not ones that have, say, the 10-year renewals or 5 or whatever year renewal options.
That is correct. Existing lease renewal options stay in place. This would only be for those relatively few leases that would come up for termination during this period that we're considering a third-party sale.
Is this conflict with the motion we had a while ago with extending them 8 years?
You know, that I think that motion or that resolution would deal once we've sold the property.
That would trigger.
Yeah, that it would trigger at that point. These are just kind of, this is kind of an, I believe it to be an interim.
Yes.
An interim action considering a potential sale. If they're
so let me reword what you're saying here to make sure I understand. So if 6 months from now somebody's lease is coming up, they're given a one-year extension. If somewhere along the line within that 1 year, or if they're given another 1 year extension, a third party sale is made, then they would automatically be extended for 8 years.
Right, after that,
at that point.
Yes, that's this is, again, this is kind of a gap filler interim proposal or interim action. Any other questions?
And, well, and basically what we're doing here is we're trying to not dig any deeper holes than what we've got out there. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's the way that we don't know what's going to happen yet because we're still trying to investigate this. So rather than, you know, the real, as Jennifer kind of said, the real estate professionals we talked to said, don't renew anything.
And help me understand how the new lease procedure has worked up till now. Can somebody walk up to the office and say, I want to lease some unleased land, and we just hand them a lease form? I mean, what happens?
You know, it's, Bill, do you want to kind of comment on that? Is that, that if, when do new leases come into effect?
Do we have any pending either?
We've got previous board action from all of us in here. First of all, it did not allow for leasing of previously unleased land.
Okay.
We didn't do that.
But some lapse, I guess.
Today, now, the way it works as far as renewal of a lease, number one, if you come to the end of the 10-year, most of our leases are 20-year term with a 10-year extension. Generally, if everything is in place and there's no violations in that, the inspection's good on that, and they want to do a new lease, we have gone forward with a new lease. For leasehold transfers, if the individual wants a new lease for financing purposes, then we have issued that. Okay. In this case, we would not do that now.
Well, what about, do you have leases? So you've already got a moratorium saying we're not going to lease any more unleased land.
Right.
Okay, do you have any leased land or previously leased land where the leases have lapsed and so it's available to be re-leased by some new party?
I don't think we do that at this juncture right now. I don't know if we have any like that, but I don't believe we do that now.
You don't know, or you don't? We don't. We don't have any.
Yeah.
Okay. So if a lease lapses for whatever reason, that goes back into unleased.
That's correct.
Mr. Bell asked something about pending leases. What kind of leases do we have pending?
We've got right now in the queue, I think it's nine, and Cheryl, I'm trying to think. It seemed to me it was four maybe that needed the refinancing fill, I believe.
Question, if it was in the queue, or they'd applied to queue before that date, they're good.
Which date?
Today.
Okay, so we're carving them out.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Any further questions? Prefer to read the actually, would you read the resolution?
Well, let me ask Phil a question real quick.
Did she read it?
Phil, 12 months is
not a long time.
So quick. I mean, considering we've been messing with this for so long, is that going to put the staff in a bind to redo in 12 months another 12-month lease?
Well, it's going to grow, but like we said a while ago, when you look at the chart that goes out for the next 20 years, it's 18, 24, 12, and it's a checkerboard through there. And so hopefully we get that resolved, and the largest number that we're going to have is, let's say, around 100, and that gives you 3 years to work the problem, and hopefully it doesn't take that.
Okay.
So, compared to reading the resolution, is there a motion? Motion by Ball, seconded by Bailion. Please poll the board.
Director DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Deer?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Brady?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Caraba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director
Smith? Yes.
Director Zaganino? Yes. Thank you very much. At this point, the chair will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Do we leave this with Jennifer? I mean, who do we leave this with?
Jennifer. She takes care of all this. Yeah, I'm just going to use my own.